to a very special edition of Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends. These are going to be entitled The Mind's Eye and the Voice of the Beholders, the Street Artists of Los Angeles. Thank you so very much for joining me, and thank you so very much for hanging in there with this podcast, Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends. Hopefully you are all healthy and safe, and things are starting to loosen up. And I know this because I am a resident now of Los Angeles, California, and I have been hitting the streets. We will feature two of the most famous street artists in the Los Angeles area. I've been coming to Los Angeles, and I've enjoyed their work. And if you were born and raised here, you definitely know who I'm going to be chatting with. The King and Queen of Street Art. Chapter 1, Part 1, we will feature a conversation with the one and only Robert Vargas. He is a contemporary artist known for his mixed media portraits, murals, and live events. He was born and raised in Los Angeles, as a matter of fact, in Boyle Heights. His best-known work includes a City of LA commissioned mural, Can't Stop, with legendary Suicidal Tendencies frontman Mike Muir. Mr. Vargas was a key figure in helping Los Angeles lift its street art band while creating his masterpiece, a four-story mural on Spring Street in the heart of downtown LA, where our conversation took place during one of his live events. A son of Los Angeles, an artist, a lover of music, and soon-to-be record holder. In the summer of 2017, he began work on his biggest project yet, a 14-story mural in LA that will rank as the largest mural in the world by a singular artist. But one of his most recent pieces is one he may be most proud of, and the one that has garnished the most attention. His beautiful masterpiece of the legend, the late Edward Van Halen, at the Guitar Center located in Hollywood. It was an honor of mine to first meet Robert while he was completing that piece and watching the master at work. So let us get to it. Mr. Robert Vargas, a very special Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends, the mind's eye and the voice of the beholders, the street artists of Los Angeles. Part one. I am honored to be standing here in Los Angeles, California, with one of the native sons, and what a representative of this city you are, bro. You are a shining example of what this city is, your artistic value, just your values overall, and your love for your city, the one and only Robert Vargas.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's an honor to be here and talking to you. But where Likewise. We're standing, tell me what we're standing in front of.
We are here in the heart of downtown Los Angeles at the corner of 6th and Spring Streets, where tonight I'm going to be painting live right here underneath my mural, Our Lady of DTLA.
Quite the beautiful mural. Now, obviously, you're not afraid of heights, bro, because you get up there pretty high on these things.
This is some of my small work. Especially my larger work.
The record you're going for.
Yes,
is that done yet, by the way?
No, that will be completed this fall. And that mural has taken obviously some time. It's all freehand, no grids, all painted by brush, no rollers, no stencils, no aerosol, all brushwork. And that will be unveiled this fall in time for LA reopening.
Nice. You've taken this to a whole new level. I remember I've been coming to LA now for over 10 years, and I've seen a lot of artwork. But I mean, it has taken on a new life, this street artwork. What got you into it? What influenced you to pick up a brush or a can and come out here and do it the right way and make it artistic?
Well, I've been painting my entire life. There wasn't a singular event that happened that made me want to create. I've been creating since I can remember, you know, my first recollections of life. So I was born into it. And then on top of that, along the way, my inspirations have been everything from, you know, people like Eddie Van Halen to just, you know, the people on the street, the cinema, fashion, you name it. You know, just humanity inspires me. And my passion for wanting to make the creative process accessible has led me to wanting to, you know, let people in the process and paint live so people can see what it's all about, how something comes together in real time when it's not formulated, you know, very much like jazz. I'm in the pocket, I'm in the moment, and people get to be part of that.
That's my next question that leads me into, you're a lover of music as well, combining art and music. Now, I watched some of your guitar playing on your Instagram channel.
Yeah, you see that?
It's good, dude. I mean, it's really fucking good, man.
I was brought up on a heavy dose of Eddie Van Halen and, you know, Jimi Hendrix, so of course. Unlike today when, you know, kids are trying to play Guitar Hero and do that, we were, back in our day, right, we were actually trying to be Guitar Heroes and actually playing the instruments and trying to pull those licks off for real.
Well, from what I've seen on your social media channels, you're pretty good. So you get done painting. So you pull over like a Can't Stop, Won't Stop. When you're Modrin, you're going for like 20 hours at a clip. You don't want to go home and play guitar for a little while?
No, I'm good. I'm shifting creative mediums today. Today I'm painting.
Any thought ever of like getting into a band?
You know what? I mean, easily I could be playing in a band, but to be honest, early on I had to make a conscious decision on which direction I wanted to go, just because, you know, in order to do something the way I would want to do something, you know, you have to commit 100%. So all those hours of playing guitar would be taken away from painting. So it was either this or that. However, you know, I still get to jam and do my thing when I can, but because I've been painting art since I was a baby, that's what won out.
The Eddie Van Halen mural is all of your work is just, it's beautiful, dude.
See, and that mural in particular is a perfect example when those two parts of my life intersect.
Here's the question: you could take one piece of art that you've done with you to a secluded island.
To a secluded island.
So you go roll up one piece of building art. Which one would it be?
You know, I'm attached to them in a way, like they're my kids. Right. However, you know, this island that I'd be going to, why take something there when I can create something there?
You are the fucking master.
So, you know, I don't want to take anything away from where it currently exists, because one of the things about my murals is seeing how these murals interact with the community, how the community builds a relationship to them. So I wouldn't want to have any kind of space that's void of that, you know, interaction. But going to a new space and figuring out how I could create something new would be really cool.
Okay, that same question, but if you could only take one album with you, what album would it be? Well, that's two of us.
What was the question?
One album. What album would it be?
Oh, wow. One album.
That you listen to over and over and over again that gives you, like, the most inspiration and makes you want to create.
I mean, honestly, love Led Zeppelin, of course.
Right.
Because there's so many variations in, like Physical Graffiti or, you know, of course, Led Zeppelin 4. Love those albums because there's a lot of variation going from, like, acoustic to very heavy and things in between. Heavy rotation right now in my car is, you know, Van Halen 1984 right now. So I don't know.
You got a real sentimental attachment with Van Halen. I know you met Eddie. We discussed this at your mural. He was one of a kind, man. So any Van Halen,
can't go wrong with Van Halen.
You can't, dude. Well, maybe the Sharon Van Halen.
We could. You can't go wrong with Van Halen between 1978 and 1984 and 2012.
So,
and then
we love our Van Halen.
Yes, we do.
And with that right there, it puts the wraps on part one of my interview with Robert Vargas inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends, the mind's eye and the voice of the beholders, the street artists of Los Angeles. Coming soon, we will have part two of my interview with Robert Vargas. But if you would like to commission him or like to make some comments, you can always get a hold of Robert on Instagram at TheRobertVargas or VargasPresents.com. And one other note, if you can, please help us end homelessness. Give to your local or national organizations. And once again, I want to thank you very, very much for subscribing to this podcast. And coming your way very soon, lots of very, very cool interviews on the way. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Stephen Wayne. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. And until we do this again, peace!
Everything inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends can be found at www.insidewaynemanor.com. Episodes, playlists, contacts, social media, and more, all insidewaynemanor.com. I'm Studio Guy, and you can reach me at studioguy.net, because some assholes got the .com.